Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Drive Time on RT Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Well, tomorrow marks an historic moment in Irish rugby as UCD hosts the first Irish vision-impaired match. The game will see Ireland's Old Wesley vision-impaired rugby team take on UK's Harlequins. Former Italian international and Leinster player Ian McGinley joins us now to tell us about all of this. And Ian, you're very welcome to the programme this evening. I know many people will already know your own story, but for those that don't, you might just firstly remind us again of what exactly happened to you.
Yeah, I suppose I'll make it short, but unfortunately, a teammate stood on my face and made contact with my eye, which ultimately left me blind in my left eye. Moved over to Italy, where we discovered rugby protective goggles and was able to then play at international level with Italy through the residency rule.
So what are the challenges then for you, before we go on to what's going on more generally, when it comes to limited sight and playing?
Yeah, I think sort of day-to-day life, you know, driving a car, sometimes changing lanes might be difficult, particularly in crowded spaces. So obviously there's different forms of visual impairments, whether it's tunnel vision or lack of sight in one eye. So certainly when I was playing, yeah, there were a few challenges, and you relied heavily on the communication of your teammates. But certainly there were challenges on the pitch.
And you mentioned you discovered the goggles specific for rugby. Can you tell us a little bit more about the goggles?
Yeah, so they arrived in 2014 with they're basically a polycarbonate material, so it's a flexible material, but yet it can sort of withstand an elbow or a boot, basically. So they also help with corrective lenses for younger kids who struggle to see. So it's been a great addition to the game, and I think currently, as it stands, around 2,500 people worldwide. So both children and adults are availing of these goggles, which is fantastic.
You're looking for more people to become involved in the game, and would you be putting that call out to those who are vision impaired then?
Yeah, that's obviously the big sort of driving force behind this game tomorrow. So it's been about sort of 3 years in of work to get to this game tomorrow. So basically it's just sort of opening up channels for visually impaired people who may not necessarily have ever experienced rugby before, or were involved, but due to their visual impairment, have sort of lost touch with the game. And rugby sort of, you know, it prides itself on being a game for everybody. And this is just something else that hopefully can be added to it.
And are there limits to the impairment that you can have to allow you to play rugby? Do you understand what I'm asking, like, in terms of the severity of the impairment?
Understand what you're asking. So particularly for our game, which happens tomorrow, if you have lack of vision completely, unfortunately, it's difficult to play with those that may have some sight. So there are the different categories involved, but we're fortunate enough through sort of the great work of Vision Sport Ireland and everything, we have people who necessarily who don't have any vision whatsoever have been to some of our training sessions just to help out, and they'll be there on the day sort of cheering the team on or bringing on water bottles or doing other little bits and pieces that are vital for how a team can run.
Okay, so they can get involved sort of as part of the overall movement, I suppose.
Absolutely.
Then those with some vision impairment can actually take part. What type of people then do you have taking part, excuse me?
Well, we sort of have people from all over the island that are taking place again. People that necessarily have never even been part of a team, first and foremost. Others, as I said, who have played rugby before and are getting back into it. So it's not it's a non-contact form. So it is a touch format, and it's in reduced numbers, 7 aside. So it's a pretty quick game, and it's, as I said, it's something that we're hoping to develop, and we're very grateful that a Harlequins team from England are coming over specifically for this game, which is taking place in UCD, and it's in conjunction with Mayfest, which is run by Vision Sport Ireland, which is a fantastic day for lots of visually impaired people and their supporters to try different sports. I believe there are over 20-odd sports that are taking place, and this will be the first time that rugby's involved in that.
Okay, so it's really good day for everybody tomorrow. That's kicking off at 12:30 tomorrow at UCD. Before I let you go, Ian, I want to ask you what you made to the end of Leinster's season last week. It was so close, but ultimately they lost to La Rochelle.
Yeah, bitterly disappointing. I think, you know, a few weeks ago, you know, Leinster were probably touted for two trophies, and then unfortunately to not have any. But I think, you know, La Rochelle did deserve to win the game, particularly in the second half. And, you know, they managed the game a lot better. And, you know, fair play to Ronan O'Gara. He's obviously got the magic touch, and he's developed something pretty special over there. So I'm sure the Leinster contingent will be bitterly disappointed, and you would hope that would drive them on, you know, to maybe, I won't say train harder, because I know they train hard, but a bit more incentive for a bit of World Cup glory.
Well, that's actually what I was going to ask you, though. Does it bode very badly for the World Cup, do you think? You know, could we see a similar sort of pattern emerging where you have a team on top and you know, winning all the really big games, and then when it comes to the biggest one, not?
Yeah, it's sort of a top level sport. There's such fine margins, aren't there? I mean, we could be talking about something completely different if, you know, Leinster kick a drop goal, much like Munster the week before. So, yeah, I suppose when you have such a big percentage of the Leinster team in the Irish setup who are going to be playing France, you know, maybe it doesn't bode well. But I think, you know, there are a lot of experienced players now within that Irish group that, you know, that they will use this as a form of motivation, and hopefully they will right those wrongs.
Okay, and just very finally, Munster tomorrow taking on the Stormers at 5:30 p.m. Any thoughts ahead of the game?
Yeah, my dad's from Tipperary, so I have to say Munster for a victory. But it'll be, you know, very, very physical game, any game against a South African team, particularly down there. But Munster are on a good run, but it'll be some battle, certainly.
All right, Ian McGinley, thank you so much for joining us, and I hope tomorrow goes very well. If anybody wants more information about that, Ian, finally, where can they get it? The game tomorrow.
Vision Sport Ireland have information about Mayfest, and the IRFU have been great in their support for this project. So yeah, okay. Main place would be Vision Sport Ireland. Yeah,
Ian McGinley, thank you so much.